Welcome, my Chicana and Latina moms. This space has been created only for you, solo para nosotras, Chicanas and Latina moms. In these episodes that I share with you, I talk about self-care and self-love and how to empower your being. You are not alone, and this is a revolution. We will continue to fight for what is right for our being, starting with our own mental health, to be able to help and inspire those in need, starting with ourselves, our kids, our family, our community. I hope you enjoy all of these episodes that I record for you with all of my corazón, para todas mis hermanas, Chicanas and Latina moms. Hey, my Chicana and Latina sisters, please do not forget to leave a review and give me your feedback. I would really appreciate it. This also helps other new listeners know what we're about. Gracias. Hola, my Chicana and Latina moms. Happy New Year. Feliz Año Nuevo. And I always think of el Año Nuevo as also being grateful of the past year. So it's a celebration, I think, at the same time of what we learned. And many of us, definitely all of us have learned something. Even though many people say, no, I don't think I learned anything. You have every single human being experiences life very differently, but life is beautiful and it's crazy interesting, isn't it? But with God, everything is amazing. And the universe is amazing. We are amazing human beings. And this year, I hope that each and one of you, you're able to create the life that you want to continue creating or bringing new things, new people. I always find it very interesting how a new year, a new month, a new week, a new day is very different. We are going to meet people in our lives that we don't know yet. That to me is like very interesting and it's awesome. And I hope you all had a great, beautiful, safe New Year's. This COVID pandemic situation is still happening, unfortunately. But be very careful, you guys. Be safe. Yes, keep your mask on. But I honestly encourage you to also strengthen your immune system. Take your multivitamins, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin D. I drink this, it's called Suja, and they sell it at Costco. Some Costco's have it, some don't, but they're turmeric and ginger shots for the immune system. Probably many of you know what I'm talking about, but sometimes Costco has also like a ginger juice. It's very concentrated, so you can take those as shots in the mornings. Many people are sometimes scared porque dicen que le va a dar chorro. So, yeah, you want to be able to, you know, get your stomach que se acostumbre a esas vitaminas naturales para que no te dé chorro. Oh, my God, that's funny. But you know what? As I'm sharing this with you guys, it makes me think how sometimes detoxing the body, it stops people from doing it because they have to work or they have to do something. Honestly, if you're going to do a detox, you want to be able to schedule it and know that, okay, I'm going to be home these days, so I'm going to detox my body because you're going to need to run to the restroom. But you want to be able to take care of your body. I am not a big exercise person. Like when I see people doing exercise, like squats and weights and all this, like Oh my God, me this, like, I don't like it. I don't like it. No sé por qué. Like, cool, kudos for them, man. I wish I was like that. I prefer to walk and to do like jogging, like just jog, like así calmada and jogging. So yeah, that's what I like to do. And I like to stretch. I like yoga. I don't know, more like chill, not así so excessive. It's interesting. And it's cool like that people are into it, but I just can't seem to be that hardcore working out like weights. Like when I see women and men doing that, I'm like, kudos to them. Kudos to them. I mean, si yo quiero, lo puedo, ¿eh? Pero like, I honestly, no sé. I don't know, you guys. I don't know why. No se me antoja. I actually bought myself a treadmill. And I was like, si me gusta caminar, when I don't trust going out and walking by myself. I've heard stories of women getting kidnapped and me da miedo. So I purchased the Peloton. I don't know. I never heard of this before myself, but I was searching for a treadmill and I found it. It was a little pricey, but you know, it's an investment for my health and I get to run. It is amazing, you guys. If you have not checked it out, check it out. And by the way, they're not sponsoring this episode. I don't have any sponsors on this episode or on my podcast yet, I guess. I will let you know, of course, but I'm just sharing this with you because we need to invest in our health in ways that work for our lifestyle. I work from home. I am pretty much always in my home office. So I decluttered and I made space and I'm excited to get my treadmill. And I'm not saying I'm going to wait for that. I have to work out and pretty much like walk or run as much as I can with what I have, but I'm really excited to have, bring that into my life. And it's for my health. So yes, definitely. And also because my sciatica nerve, it was crazy, you guys. Oh my goodness. The older we get, las riumas, whatever you want to call it. Jeez, we have to stretch. I'm just thinking, like, I do not want to be in a walker. God forbid I'm in a walker. So we have to take care of our bodies now, you guys. Now. I think as moms, since we do so much, there's moms that are like, they make time to work out. We have to. And there's moms that are like, I wish I could, but I just can't. And as I'm sharing this with you, this episode, I'm going to talk to you about ways to have realistic goals. And not just goals to write them down and they stay there. No, I want to really share with you a strategy that works for me and to make it very simple and not overwhelming. I've been guilty of just writing the goals and that's it. That's it. Before, I used to just write the goals. Okay, this is the goal. This is my vision board. But no, it's not just about writing the goals. And that's what I want to talk to you. I mean, our parents, you know, did they ever take the time to write things down? Pues no, ¿verdad? They were just like, así como dicen a pasazos, a día por día, like kind of thing, right? But I want to share something with you guys. And I hope this helps. And you can modify it, of course. You can definitely modify it to what works best for you on your daily life. We all have different lifestyles. And I want to remind you that everything that I share here on this podcast is food for thought. It's all food for thought. And you're the one that gets to decide, you know, this is what I want to do for my life. This is what, you know, I'm going to bring or not bring or whatever it is. You're the one that gets to decide at the end of the day. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you on how to set realistic goals, but with acción, okay? Porque unidas creamos cambio solo con acción. Trabajando individualmente en nuestro ser, working on our own being individually, but together. So let's get started in me sharing with you different tips on how to create those goals and how to put action behind them. Okay, Vamos a empezar. So, in order to create these goals, I will highly encourage you to purchase, or if you already have it, a beautiful, cute planner or a notebook. Something that you really enjoy looking at. And it can be like a planner. It could be from the 99 cent store. It can be from I say Hello Kitty store because you guys, I don't know if I share this with you, but the Sanrio store is my favorite. I'm an 80s baby and I used to dream that store. My parents couldn't afford it. So I would always see my friends, those little boxes. Do you guys remember those boxes? The Sanrio with the Karopi and Hello Kitty and all that stuff. Oh my God. That's like, I'm in love with that stuff. So I say that because that's a lot of my stationery stuff that I get is from there or other places, but that's my main one. I'm going to share on Instagram a picture of my notebook and my goals and share with you what it is. It is a Care Bears notebook and I write my goals on there. It is so cute. If I find the link of where you can purchase it, I'll put it down below in the notes of this episode and I hope I can find it and I hope they still have some. But anyways, back to what I was saying in regards to getting a planner, or a notebook and getting your favorite pen. Again, every pen is different. I think many of you might also like pens, and if you don't care for it, then cool. But for those of you that do and you have a favorite pen, use your favorite pen, use your favorite planner or notebook that you like because it's cute for you. And you're going to get the first page or whatever page of your notebook or planner, and you're going to write the month of, let's say, January. Okay. And Enero, in Spanish, English, Spanglish, como quieran. You're going to put January and in big, 2022, okay? And, or you can put January goals 2022, however you want to word it. But you have to write, you don't have to, but I encourage to write the month because there's a purpose to why I'm saying this. So let's say you write January 2022. You're going to write realistic monthly goals. Like, what is it in the month of January that you want to focus on? What do you want to do? For example, for me, I'm saying I put continue to strengthen my faith. Two, take care of my body, work out, right? Exercise, my walking. Three, spend quality time with my husband and my kids. And so forth, right? I have it written down. I don't have it in front of me, but, you get the idea. Okay. Those are the main things that I want to focus on. It doesn't matter if you have 3, 4, 5 goals, but you want to make sure they're very realistic. Okay. So you're going to write down your goals for the month and the bottom of the list, you're going to start it off on, you're going to put, because there's 4 weeks in a month, right? So then you're going to put week one. And then on week one, I encourage, what I do is every Sunday, I take time to look at my goals from the month. And I look at the goal that's realistic for me to continue working on or start. For that week. So you're going to write week one. And by the way, I am going to link a free printout that you can use as to what I'm sharing with you so that you can use it as a template for yourself, if you like, of course. But I'm going to create it. It's going to be very just simple. It's not so much extra stuff on it, but so you have an idea as to what I'm talking about. In each of the weeks that you write week one, week two, you're going to say, okay, for example, I said I'm going to strengthen my faith. So On week one, I'm going to put continue to listen to my reflections, right? Or read the Bible. Or I'm going to make time for self-care, right? Because of exercise. Okay, I can do that. At what time? I'm saying I'm going to do that, but at what time and what day am I going to start? Okay, Monday. And Monday at what time though? From Monday through Friday, I'm going to do Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. At 7 a.m., I'm going to do my reflections. And I'm telling you guys, the way I'm sharing this with you has helped me so much. And I wanted to share with you. I was very excited, by the way, to share it because I did put it in practice this last year. And awesome. It worked for me. And I want to share this with you. So I hope you're getting the idea. Writing the month, the goals of the month. And then you're going to break it down from week 1, 2, 3, and 4. And you're going to look at the goals and see which one out of those goals you're going to focus on week 1. Meaning, like, let's say you start on Sunday and you're thinking of how you're going to realistically work on that goal on that week. You don't want to have 20 goals. That's a little bit too much. Even 10 is a lot. But if they're realistic for you, go for it. Okay, but if this is your first time doing this to get the hang of it, I would say no more than like 5 or 4. You'll know what you would like on there. Okay. And then because let's say you wrote it down on a Sunday, the following week, right? The following Sunday, you're going to review it. Did I accomplish what I wanted from that week? If you didn't, guess what? You try again the following week. This is not about making yourself feel guilty and about punishing yourself. This is about you being realistic with your life, with your goals. The only person, you guys, the only person that's going to take care of you is only you. No one's going to do the self-care for you. No one's going to be like, oh, okay, you know, let me do this and this and this so you can do that. I mean, there's people that do love us in that aspect and will do that, but not like all the time because they also need to look out for themselves, right? So, como dicen, ponte trucha caperucha, because at the end of the day, you have to have your own back. You have to make time for yourself. I love Sundays. And by the way, Sundays is when I record because it's just, I love it. Sundays are very like chill for me. But if there's times where you're just like, you know what, I was going to do it Monday to Friday, even if that goal that you wrote in the week, you do it like once or twice in the week, that's still okay. You're doing it. It's just about showing up. It's just about showing up for yourself. And that's how you do it, by making time for yourself. Organized, respect time, respect your money, be cautious of how you spend. Be cautious of how you talk to yourself. Be cautious of how you are not making that time for you because no one's going to do it for you. So I'm going to share this again. I'm going to leave a link. I'm going to plug it into the notes section of this episode, and hopefully you're able to. If you're not able to, then it's going to be on the link in my bio on Chicana_Latina Moms Podcast. Okay. And it's going to be there for free, for you to have. This is like a gift for me to you, so that you're able to really get on it. You guys, our community, we are waking up. And in order for us to wake up and succeed and create things beautiful, not that we have not, right? But I'm just saying this because it took me to this article that I was reading, how a lot of our Latino community versus the white, they're wealthy. We're like at the bottom. Pero ahí vamos. We're not going to give up, right? But I'm sharing this because although we're creating these goals, it's going to reflect a lot in the future, you guys, because we're creating healthy habits that is going to take us to success in different areas. I'm going to share with you, there's a lady on TikTok, I think many of you even know, and she I forgot her name. I think it is, I forgot her name. But she is a Latina on TikTok. She's pretty famous and she shares her cleaning tips. And she just started posting on TikTok on, you know, just sharing the way she cleans and just giving tips because she was bored. It was a pandemic and she did it. But when I hear stories like that, for me, it's like she respected time. She was consistent. There was something in her that she already had those habits that continued to push her to where she wanted to be. I mean, maybe her goal was like, I don't think I'll ever get like TikTok famous, right? But it was in her to just share. And it wasn't just about that, but it was about her disciplining herself. You know, so we as moms want to discipline our kids. Para que les vaya bien, para que nada malo les pase. But what about you? How are you disciplining yourself? Just because we're moms doesn't mean we know it all. Oh, we don't. Nobody does. I don't care how many degrees a person has or whatever. It doesn't matter, you guys. We don't know it all, which is a beautiful thing because I know it sounds kind of weird. I say it's a beautiful thing that we don't know it all. Why? Because we're still capable of learning and learning and learning. And then when we learn something that we didn't know yesterday, and just changes your world. I'm telling you, when I understood this concept of how what I'm sharing with you of goal, like monthly goals and then breaking them down. But when you're breaking them down, the goal tip here is that you're going to really say, when am I going to do this? Meaning what time and what day? Not just writing it down. You have to be more specific. And that is the goal. So if it's you waking up early, you can be, I'm going to wake up early in the mornings. Okay, but what does that mean? At 4 a.m, 5 a.m, 7 a.m? Does that make sense? Like you have to be more detallosa with how you're going to achieve that goal. So you're very capable, you guys. So bien chingonas, each and one of you. And I know you are very, very capable. We obviously didn't grow up with these tools, right? In this way of how I'm explaining it. But I think that by seeing our parents and seeing those around us in our family and in our community, we've seen the concept. From the person that wakes up super early to go sell flowers as a vendor on a main street every day, like that right there is discipline. No importa si son flores, they're just consistent because they're worth work ethics. I can honestly tell you, I grew up with parents who definitely taught me that. Now it's my responsibility to modify it to what works for me. And this is why I'm creating this episode to share this with you. Because there's no way that I'm going to keep this information for myself. I'm going to share it with you because I care for you and because unidas queremos cambio. Pero solo con acción. So one thing is maybe listening to this episode. But the other thing is, are you going to want to do something of maybe what you learned that stayed with you from this episode in a way that works for you? I'm just giving you guys food for thought. And then at this point, it's up to you how you want to take it and what works for you. Because we're all different. We're all very different, right? Do you have to do it? No, it would be great if we all. That I'm telling you guys, like I put it into action. This is why I felt like it was a perfect time for me to share it with you guys. It is a new year. We feel like, cool, we got this. But you create your new day any day. Any minute, any second of time. You get to decide. You get to decide what goals you want to focus on and at what time. That detailed, we have to really get into it into that manner. I think life, we complicate it for ourselves at some extent, right? But when we are able to focus on what is important to us, then life just feels different, more with purpose. So find your purpose. But in order to find your purpose, you have to make time to be able to evaluate what is important to you. We sometimes do waste a lot of time on social media, so we have to be mindful of that. So cutting back, for all of you who were born in the 80s, you guys, we survived without all this stuff. It is proven fact that we can survive without it. Well, hopefully now, right? But it's there, and I'm not saying it's completely bad, right? Because I'm using a platform as well. So we're all using it, but we have to use it in a very productive manner, honestly. Social media is very powerful. We have to encourage each other as much as we can and share each other's accomplishments and sharing each other like the knowledge so we can grow together. Be careful with comparing yourself to people too. If other people have something you want, you can get it too. But you have to do the work. So I highly encourage you guys to try this method. And if there's a modification you do and you want to share it, please let me know, because I would like to know. So I'm just going to review one more time as to the importance of writing down your goals. And this is more, you're going to write it monthly. What are your monthly goals for this month, for example? Then you're going to break it down to weekly. And you're going to go to each one of those goals and say, okay, which of those are realistic for me to start? And you're going to start off with week one. You're not going to write week one, I'm going to do this, week two. No, you don't do that. On week one, you're going to write down, okay, in order for me to strengthen my faith, I'm going to do this at this time, and I'm going to wake up early at this time. So that's the time that I'm going to focus on it. And that's on, let's say, on a Sunday, every Sunday. Then the following week, then you do the second week of the month, and you say, okay, this Sunday, I'm going to evaluate, did I do what I said last week? And if I didn't, I'm going to bring it in again this following week. Does that make sense? You're not just going to forget about it. You're going to continue to work on it and strengthen it. I hope that made sense. I'm going to, like I said, plug in that sheet or that, I think, yeah, a sheet. I was going to say worksheet. Well, kind of like a worksheet. I'm going to plug it in for you to have. I hope you like it. I hope it's useful for you. But I encourage you guys to really make time for you and what you want to do in this new year. And although a whole year, it seems like, oh my God, todavía falta mucho, but take it day by day, week by week, month by month. And let's not live a very rushed life. Let's enjoy it. When you're hugging your kids, you know, enjoy that moment. When you're spending time with yourself, enjoy that moment. It's just taking a deep breath and being present with ourselves. Okay. So thank you for listening. And I encourage you to focus on your goals and to take care of your being. Happy New Year. God bless you. And stay tuned for more. Adios.
Gracias por escuchar. Thank you so much for tuning in the Chicana and Latina Moms podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Chicana_Latina Moms Podcast. And also, don't forget to leave a review. Gracias.